We're going on a vintage caravan convoy, and it's part of the Museum of the Long Weekend. And that's part of the Canberra 100 celebration, which is occurring, and part of the Spin Weekend. So what we have is a collection of vintage caravans and some vintage cars, and we're travelling in convoy between caravan parks and showgrounds and small towns on the way to Canberra.
And as I understand it, you're picking up people along the way.
Yeah, so we'll be picking up different groups of caravans along the way, and in total, when we get to Canberra, there'll be 45 caravans.
So if people see you along the way, give you a bit of a wave?
That'd be awesome, or a cup of tea.
Hello, this is Len McCoy. We're from Sydney. We have been to Cairns to join the convoy to Canberra on the Museum of the Long Weekend. We are towing my brother's daughter's van, which is a 16-foot Olympic Riviera.
And how did she come to acquire this van?
I think my brother brought it home and she wanted it, so she's taken over.
How's it travelling so far?
It's travelled quite well, actually. Yeah, we've had plenty of room and no hassles with it.
Comfy to stay in?
Yes, very comfortable to sleep in and cook in. And
the doors come open occasionally. And break plates. But he's not going to tell you that.
Something to be fixed when they get back.
We're the test pilots.
Paul and Ali Connolly from Evans Head. We're travelling from Cairns to Canberra.
And then from Canberra back to Evans Head.
Beautiful. Tell me about your caravan that's here with you today.
It's a 1948. At this stage we've retained is the chassis numbers. And it is registered as a 1948. Used some of the materials, but only practically all new stuff to cover it all up. I was sort of inspired something to do last year when my wife walked through Spain. She'd done a 1,000K walk. And I was at home, and I'd sort of planned it before she left what I was going to do. And I built it while she was away. Come home, and she sort of finished the inside of it. Quite a surprise, but she knew I was doing it because I was talking about the colours and things like that. So the way I see it, we've got the caravan now to enjoy, and she's got a pair of worn-out boots and some great memories of Spain.
It's so beautiful.
What a beautiful surprise. And so what was it that attracted you to a vintage caravan in the first place?
Oh, we're mainly into motor cars and something to go with the cars and basically,
you wanted something to achieve again, so we built it.
A little bit of a hobby.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It is a hobby.
And where do you go with it? Is it something that you travel with quite a bit?
Well, this is our first major trip. Yes, yeah, so, 18 months ago, this was never on the agenda.
Never on the agenda.
No, so it's all new and we're enjoying it, loving it.
And you've got the whole outfit to match. In fact, even your bird matches the car and the caravan, the bluey.
When I originally built it, it was to go with an FX 51 Holden, and the colour is green, and the wheels are green on this, but the trip, the 51, wouldn't have done, I don't think, so we used one of the other cars to do it.
And the bird had to be blue.
Well, have a great trip.
We will.
We will. Thank you very much.